Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.
Hello all, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu from Rusty Quill Gaming and the host and director of Enthusiasm. Today, I'm here to tell you about The Program. The Program audio series is a science fiction anthology podcast set in a world where money, state, and God are fused into a single entity. Every episode is a standalone story featuring ordinary people inhabiting this extraordinary world. And for them, it's not the future that is terrifying, but our present. The Program is sometimes funny, sometimes poignant, but it is always smart. Find out more about the program at www.rustyquill.com or www.programaudioseries.com or search for The Program Audio Series wherever you listen to your podcasts. Have fun and enjoy the episode.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Sarah Schrader, Jeremy Wallace, Ellie M, Laurent, Many Wisps, Micah Epstein, Ezo, Ank Gladnick, Raja, ECD, Kelly O, Q, I've Lost My Spectacles, Luna Zephyr, Pagan Angel, Stormy Weather, Three-Eyed Mavens, Nadia Tudhope, EK, Vance Barnhill. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Hello and welcome to the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast with me, Helen Gould, instead of Alexander Newell.
He's dead.
We got rid of him
the
in a coup.
He's dead.
Long live me. So, I will not be your GM today because today we are playing a GM-less game. And I am actually getting rid of like half the rules. But
Anarchy wins!
Yes, with me on this adventure, I have
Ben Meredith.
I'm here and doing what I'm told, apparently.
Yes, you are.
What's your name?
What's your name? Tell us your name!
I'm sorry.
Tell us it again.
I'm sorry, I'm Alex Newell.
Yeah, good.
Do what I'm told.
I'm Lydia Nicholas.
And I'm Tim Meredith.
Now, Tim, you are new to the gaming podcast.
Stranger!
I'm just a little baby
Gosh,
boy.
No! Are you editing it? Because that is cruel, Tim.
Tim, please tell us about who you are and what you're doing here.
Well, first, and I suppose chronologically foremost, I'm Ben's brother.
Hello.
That happened first. And we have together started another podcast on this delightful network of Rusty Quill.
You've probably never heard of it.
It probably hasn't come up in your feed or adverts or nothing.
Mention its names!
It's called, Stella Firma is its name. Stella Firma. An improvised sci-fi comedy podcast available now.
Bella, I like it.
From podcast apps around the internet.
Excuse me if I just crawl into your ear for one mere moment to tell you about Stella Firma. Hello. Okay, I'm done.
Okay, great. Got a hello there. That's all we need.
Whoa, Helen's relying on the editing hard here.
Yeah. At the end of every bit, I'll just go, I'm done. But you can't go in there! I'm done.
Okay, all right. Is that everything that you wanted to say?
I'm done.
Okay. All right, so what we are playing today is called Vast and Starlit, and it is by Epidire Rovershall.
I apologise in advance if that is pronounced incorrectly. That is just, that's my fault. So, how to explain it? We are escaped convicts. We have gotten off a prison ship and commandeered a weird, I was going to say boat, but I'm just going to say starship instead.
Starboat.
Space boat.
Space boat. Space boat. Space boat's better.
Yes. We have commandeered a space boat.
Yep.
And are on our way to freedom, essentially. Usually the story that is given in advance of this is that our prison ship encountered the strange space boat and sent us on there in case it killed us, but like just to investigate. And then
like a Suicide Squad style kind of.
Yes.
Okay.
So we either hijacked the space boat or it left without us doing anything, or it disappeared and now we're somewhere else. We can decide as we go along.
Right, okay.
So this is sort of less of a game and more of sort of a series of improvised scenes which get more and more tense.
welcome to the Rusty Quill series of improvised scenes podcast.
Yes.
Just going to chill in our space boat.
But yes. Getting steadily more tense whilst we chill.
Yeah.
Tension!
Tension!
Tension! Tension! Tension! Tension! Tension!
Tension! Tension! Oh, I'm so tense now.
Now, there are no dice in the system. There are no cards. There's not even like a coin to flip. Basically, we have to decide on how everything happens amongst ourselves. It's a narrative-driven game. That's the kind of game that I mostly play because I'm much more along the lines of a Grant Howitt gamer than an Alex Newell gamer.
Rules are fun!
No, they're not.
Kind of beside the point.
I'm hosting today. My way goes.
Back in the hole.
Helen, no. I have to say that I'm very glad that our faction has taken over the podcast.
It is a better way.
I look forward to the terror and guillotinings of the short to follow.
Join me and together we will rule.
It's only Bryn and Alex.
Systems.
It's only Bryn and Alex, and Bryn's not here, so Alex is completely outnumbered.
Trapped, alone.
Yes,
isolated.
I don't dislike rules. I just plow through them. In naive.
Oh, yeah, it's not that you don't like them, you just ignore them.
Yeah.
I mean, I do tell a lie. There is some character creation before we get to the actual game.
Oh, what?
I know, I'm terrible.
And so it begins.
Yeah. Now, we have got some rudimentary stuff to get through. So, Tim, can you briefly introduce your character first?
My character's name is Duraldio Pilchards. He's a member of the Habunk race. They are described as squat, square, and cross. And my crime that ended in my incarceration on this prison space boat is that I was digging trap pits for banditry reasons. And I was digging trap pits. And they were like, what are they for? And I was like, oh, banditry reasons. And they hauled me away.
And then you said, I'm done.
I'm done.
All right. Lydia, what's your character's name, species and crime?
My name is Mr. Squeakington, but I am female. The reason that there is this mix-up is that I'm a budgie, and they're quite hard to tell apart. Budgie brackets interdimensional.
Base budgie.
My crime was smuggling budgies. Budgies are being...
Is that people trafficking?
Yes, budgies are being kept against their will. I was sneaking the budgies to a better place.
Right, so I backed off of war crimes.
Saving the budgies.
Okay.
It was
an underground railroad.
Yeah, underground, but budgies and interdimensional.
Okay. And just to clarify, you're a talking budgie.
I'm a talking budgie.
Fantastic.
But when I get excited, I do squeak.
Lovely. That'll be great for the editors.
What was your name again? Just for my notes.
Mr. Squeakington.
Mr. Squeakington. Thank you.
Brackets, her, she.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alex, tell us about your character.
I'm Schmer.
Oh, no. He's got that voice out again.
Oh, no! Dangerous! Dangerous!
The real Mr. Squee.
I'm Schmer. We are...
Ah, squeak!
I am of the Dizoliums. We're very pro-administration. although my crime was I did heist an ecosystem. It was interfering with processes, so just sort of got rid of that one.
Lovely.
As we're doing these introductions in character.
I just find it easier to find the voice,
that's
you know?
Squeak!
Ben?
I am Commander Unal Manspray.
You actually went there?
Fantastic.
This is an in-joke, so to explain. Tim asked for some communal manspray because this room might be hot and stinky, so I wanted my name to be communal manspray.
His rider
Commander
is so
Unal
excessive.
He's playing up because he's in company, but calm down.
That's exactly what we're all doing.
I haven't calmed down in 3.5 years. I'm not starting now.
You guys are much younger than I thought.
Species.
I'm a Garbluthian.
Of course.
Everyone knows what one of those is, so I'm moving swiftly on. My crime was desertion.
Ooh. What desert did you take? I'm done.
He's done.
I'm done.
Okay.
We're done.
And because I am also playing...
Yay!
I know. My name is Worshipper 2X7. My species is android, brackets, sentient, close brackets. Mm-hmm. My crime is desecrating the sacred ponds.
He must have been working with Commander Urinal for that.
No, it's spray.
You have man spray.
Right. So we've got the basics of our characters. The way that this character creation works is that we ask each other questions. These questions are all leading questions that imply something about everyone else. So, for example, the example I gave before this is, how did you get that bizarre scar on your face? A question I've got before is, why did you abandon your son? So,
so it can it range. And fluffy.
Yeah, I mean, in that game, we ended up finding my abandoned son on a different planet and I had to decide to abandon him again or whether to stay.
Did you abandon him again?
I don't remember. I was in there for political reasons. I think he betrayed the cause. I can't remember exactly what happened.
Yeah, get rid.
Really? He doesn't care about his son.
Also, I'm liking that we're pro-abandonment here for some reason today. Okay.
Pro-double abandonment.
Yeah. Double abandonment.
Yeah, minus one son. Would abandon again.
Okay. So there is, everyone has to answer, there's a set of 3 mandatory questions, but you only have to pick one. Mm-hmm. So as long as one person answers one of the questions, it's fine.
So is that 3 between all of us? There are 3, or each person has 3 mandatory questions?
Each person answers one of the 3 mandatory questions.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to pick on you again, Tim, because you're the guest.
Because you're strange and new.
And we must suffer.
I can explore my character a little more.
Yeah, you can.
So you're one of the Kree twins.
Oh, please.
I'm one of the Pilcher brothers.
Are you a bandit?
Go on.
Right. I am going to ask you one of the mandatory questions.
Uh-huh.
What do we lose by not listening to you?
You lose a wealth of experience. I have killed people in many interesting ways and I'm willing to share my methods.
Good.
We'll also rapidly turn it into Michael Caine.
I only wanted to kill one of them, but they've all died now.
Oh, God.
Lovely.
What a shame.
The floor is now open to the other players to ask you any questions we can think of. Okay, what happened to your leg?
Nah, look, when you are running through the undergrowth, escaping the authorities, you have to look out for knotholes, because if you don't, you'll put your foot right in a little gindle or gully and it'll tear right off. Good. Luckily, I have got 4 more, so...
Okay, so I would note down
multiple
4 legs.
Well, no, 5 original. Well, you know what? Let's say 6, because who would evolve like that? And I've lost 2 so far, leaving me with a square 4.
Good to know.
6 to begin.
How would you describe your idiosyncratic fashion sense?
Style is in the eye of the beholder. And unfortunately, I spend a lot of time on my own. So I've cobbled together from the various people I have bandited, which is to say stolen from, a menagerie of different styles. And, yeah, I just put it on my body and whatever doesn't rot off, you know, kind of becomes what I'm going for. I'm done.
Yes, you are. Okay.
What's the deal with all those machetes? It's the future.
Nah, mate, you don't need to know.
Now, they're secretive.
These are for my personal business, and if you want to find out, I'll show you. But you may not exit.
Wonderful. One more question.
How did you come by that unfortunate addiction?
Ooh.
Good one. That's much better than mine. Taking notes.
It's a lonely life, is banditry. You know, nobody to tell you, oi, that's rotted off in a way that makes it look unpleasant and not figure forming or complimentary to your square shape. And to fill the empty hours.
God, you were square.
I'm square and squat and cross. And to fill the empty hours between various passes by falling into one of my bandit pits. You know, you just push up your nose, whatever you find, and it turns out what I found were crystals.
Don't know their street name. I call them fun crystals. It make me feel tingly in my bits. Wait, is that too hot?
Hot. We didn't say which bits.
Yeah, fingers.
Corners.
In my corners.
To be fair, we should probably not make jokes about hot until I've explained what.
Yeah. No, we've established.
Oh, we've established hot.
We've been shouting right. Hot, dangerous, this and difficult.
This is wibbly wobbly. Like we're already ahead of time.
This is extraordinarily wibbly. Okay,
right.
Unlike
whatever
your
name
is.
What was your name again?
Duraldio.
Duraldio of the tingly corners. Pay attention.
I'm full of raw angles and ready to mingle.
Lovely. Lydia, what are you willing to do to be captain?
I'll gouge your eyes out. I've done it before. I'll do it again. I've got little claws, so I take a while. It's very small. See, in my dimension, we're bigger. But here, it's too small.
Lovely. Monstrous budgie dimension introduced. That's your one mandatory question. It's now open to the floor again.
How do you feel about getting around with wings in an often low gravity environment?
Furious. Like most things. Okay. I've seen a lot of budgies fly too high and then escape orbit. Asteroids and things like that. Space budgies. Fly off. Never see him again.
What happened to all your friends?
Well, we were trying to save as many as we could. As you see, this is where we got stranded in this dimension, being all tiny and pet-sized. People keeping us as pets. So I was opening up a trans-dimensional portal system, and something went wrong. Something went weird. All my friends sort of melted, really.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Melted monstrous budgies.
Melty budgies.
But inwards.
Oh, like an Easter egg in the microwave.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah, that's what happened to all my friends. I prefer not to think about it really too much.
Why are you putting your Easter eggs in the microwave? You're a monster.
Get them hot, obviously.
You've got to take the fall off, otherwise it creates quite the shock.
You managed to assassinate a bunch of your enemies. Just
pop it in the microwave.
Turn the gas on and put an Easter egg in the microwave.
I've misunderstood how to explode a house. Because it's in a box. It's a sealed box.
Oh my gosh.
You mentioned that in this dimension, your species are kept as pets. What happened to your previous owner?
There's a look of glee.
Listener, if you could only see the facial expressions.
It was so awful that I described it in my language so that none of you would be offended.
Fair.
Lovely.
What's a relaxing way for Mr. Squeakington to unwind after a long, hard day?
Dust bath. Love a dust bath. It's like I peck my mirror a bit. And then just like flap around. It's great.
Is that a pastime that is consistent? So even in your dimension where you're not pets, there's still like a big dust bath and a massive mirror.
Yeah, okay. It's gigantic.
Yeah, they think the population of their planet is double what it is. Yeah, yeah.
So many unopened Christmas cards.
We'll get them one day.
Let's say that humans don't like mirrors.
It's a damn good point.
Oh, think about that.
I don't know. I'm not a human.
We have no humans.
No,
because they suck. They suck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, were you like pecking at mirrors, chewing on plastic toys? Mostly I'm angry because I don't have any plastic toys to peck.
Good to know for later plot reasons, I guess.
And that's a character arc was founded. The space quest for the plastic squeaky toy.
Genuinely, this could end up that way. We don't know because this
murder.
Is improvised.
Or murder.
Or both.
Yeah, murdering for... Yes. Yes, I can see. Okay, Alex.
Give me the mirror.
Alex, how would we be better off if you led...
Well, the thing about me is that I can ensure that things run smoothly. mm-hmm. and efficiently. And when you want something to go in space, you can't be faffy, because if you are, oh, trouble. And also, I have the authoritative bearing of a born leader.
Yes.
So much sweat in that voice.
If only there was some kind of communal man spray for me to make use of. But alas, there is not.
What happened to the rest of your terrorist cell?
Oh, well, the thing is, that's actually a bit of an awkward question. They are actually still fine. Once, you know what they say that once you have, careful, actually, you do not work yourself out of a job. I made it too efficient and they did not need me anymore.
Aww.
So now I'm here. But I hear that they are taking the Eastern Quadrant by storm. I don't know why they called it the Eastern Quadrant. You can't use a compass in space, but here we are.
What did happen to all those glands?
Do you mean mine or theirs?
Ooh, yours.
Mine. Well, the thing is actually, it turns out that Dizoliums, we have a bit of a problem when it comes to, as our good friend was right, moisture that expands outwards from the body. In a low-gravity environment, it means we tend to be surrounded by a very moist and pungent cloud, which, since I've become spacefaring, I felt it best to just have my glands removed because the controls were getting very slippy and people don't like a moist leader.
I think that's true.
See, I was going to ask what you're doing about that horrible skin condition, but I feel like you've already set up.
Yeah.
Oh, so foul.
Okay, two more weird leading questions for Alex's character.
Do you always carry such a large satchel of paperwork with you?
No, I've had to travel light since we've entered
in prison.
I've had to travel light in prison. I only had what I can smuggle in one of my seven orifices, but thankfully, having done so, you know, I've just got the core, the real core things in here for me to make use of. I will stock up at the first opportunity. Don't you worry. We will not run short of agenda or addendums.
What did you trade for that spectacular tattoo?
Now, that tattoo does actually have quite the fun little story attached to it. Right. It turned out that though they were very skilled at impromptu prison tattoos, especially on the face, as you might notice, they were not too good at balancing their books, and they were making quite the loss on ink, which they were having to make themselves out of, you know...
Their glands.
Yeah, basically. So what I did is, in exchange for turning around their business model, they gave me this excellent-looking phoenix. Mm. Now, I realise that what with the slight facial sagging, it's not quite as robust as it should necessarily look, but I think that the sentiment is there.
Just a flop bird.
Well, you know, we'll all take flight, won't we, eh?
I find that offensive!
Oh, right.
Oh, one dynamic already established.
It's fine, we'll establish a human resources department which can arbitrate.
Who resources?
A what resources?
A what?
A personnel human. Resources, maybe.
Yeah, a human, like the
who
thing
man?
That...
Well,
no, no,
man,
what,
but who?
No, what you do is you examine people's auras and then based on their hues, you allocate them and up. Keep up.
All right.
Now I'm done.
Ben's character...
Yes.
The urinal. Oh,
no. Did you think I wasn't going to be doing a voice?
I just like that it becomes a competition with you and me every time.
Sorely mistaken.
What do we lose by not listening to you?
Well, I have a long and storied military career. So that, basically, well, none of you are fit to lead. You're all smugglers and criminals and murderers. But I was in command of an entire legion.
Okay.
Hence the commander bit.
Right. Weird leading questions. Let's make them nasty.
Don't you think it's time to take off the uniform?
No. No, removing the uniform is admitting defeat. I was never defeated. I merely took a very tactical retreat, which was misinterpreted by high command. They were wrong.
Where did your wife go?
Oh, she left me.
But where'd she go?
Away.
Fair.
I don't know. All I got was a note when I came back from tour. I'm leaving you. You're boring. You're married to the army. Love, your wife.
That was a request.
Love your wife. I'm going.
No, she didn't name herself, which was really the final insult.
Why did you miss out on that promotion?
Well, they didn't agree with some of my more interesting and bold ideas. We have mounted infantry. Well, how about dismounted infantry crawling along the ground underneath the bushes? No one sees them coming. But they said I was mad, a fool. Well, we'll see who's a mad fool now.
Is it you?
Signs point to yes. But I must say I'm at a bit of a nadir of my life right now. So,
what actually did happen at the Pink Commode Club?
Yes. One of the darker chapters in my career, of course, except for my court-martial and subsequent imprisonment. The Pink Commode was a vice of mine in which, well, it's in the name, really. We all sit in a big ring on pink toilets and do the business together.
Oh, gross. I regret that question.
Ah, well, you did ask. Like a rugby tour, I understand. No, there was no flinging.
All right, so, Ben, can you ask me one of those three questions?
I can. What do we lose by not listening to you?
The absolute rationality of an android.
This is going to be hard because I'm not a rational person.
Neither is anyone that describes themselves as rational.
Okay, I put rational question mark.
What is love?
It is a chemical aberration that we will try to stamp out.
Who's we?
The other worshippers who also desecrated the pond.
What was it that so offended you about this particular pond that you decided to desecrate it?
The meaning of religion is not in the ground, but in the sky.
Noted.
What happened that time your power banks ran out?
I do not like to speak of this, but it involved a lot of blood.
Okay. I won't ask yours or someone else, but that's a follow-up question, and I don't know if those are allowed.
They are not allowed.
Squeak, etc.
Squeak, et anon.
What were the circumstances which led to your creation?
The ancient manuscripts say that all of the worshippers were created in order to serve the almighty cloud cycle, which is why we have separated from the main sect. We will ascend to the heavens to join the great cumulus.
This is your religion GCSE geography. And you've got the precipitation circle.
It's the sacred pond doesn't have sacred things in it. It's actually the pond that's sacred.
It was created by, like, a bored geography teacher.
Like that scrap of paper from a GCSE classroom in Barnstable fell through a time hole and appeared in their dimension. They were like, it is God. God has spoken to us.
God. We do not talk about the GCSE class in Barnstable.
God has a baseball cap and sunglasses on the cover for some reason.
Okay. For this reason, I worship moisture.
Oh, no.
I know.
A dynamic has been created.
If only I have my glands.
Actually, this is a very dry... You like dust baths, Lydia?
Flap, flap.
You have no sweat glands.
I sacrifice them.
So,
I've got a very dry sense of humour, I'll have you know. Very droll.
Gosh, I can't stop thinking of you as a Kray twin. Right, that's all of our characters introduced, so we're going to take a break there.
Hot!
Hot! Dangerous!
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.
Looking for a new show to dive into? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like the full season of FX's epic limited series, Shogun. FX's new international spy thriller, The Veil, starring Emmy and Golden Globe winner Elizabeth Moss. And don't miss the all-new crime series, Under the Bridge, inspired by shocking true events and starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
So next up, we are going to describe the ship that we have stolen, or which has run away with us, away from the prison ship.
Which has come into our possession.
We have to find a ship, and it is now the ship we are on.
Yes, that one. So we're going to answer this collectively, so not entirely leading questions this time. So the first question is, how is our ship unique?
There's only one of it. That's normally the first requirement for something being unique.
Oh, it's so...
It flies in a vertical manner. So it's not... I know there's no, like...
You're talking Boba Fett style.
Yeah, it's like, it's a very tall ship, not a very long ship.
Okay. Is it like which allows for quite the precipitation cycle.
Yes.
Yeah. It's got a small rainforest in the centre.
Okay. Ooh. Tall and vertical ship with rainforest.
Which also means that it's much like a lighthouse, very tight staircases, but lots of levels.
Yes. See, unfortunately, we pretty much have to rely entirely on the single lift system, I mean, these days. So.
And you know what?
Speak for yourself! Speak! Yeah, maybe there's just one tall tree in the middle and all the staircases go around
it. It's really unnecessarily tall, like improbably tall.
Unnaturally tall. It is somehow also the engine.
Oh, yes.
What's the engine?
Gaia Drive.
The tree.
Gaia Drive, yes.
Gaia Drive TM.
Okay. I don't like it. It's extremely hard to quantify.
Your name is Tim.
Okay, next one.
No! Now I was the frickin' against. How the has turned.
Has become the...
How is the ship quirky or temperamental?
I think it was under repairs when we stole it. Maybe that's the circumstances under which we were allowed to get access to it.
And it doesn't like us.
Yeah,
it just actively doesn't like us.
The tree is sentient. Yeah, it's a sentient tree ship.
That's fantastic.
And it doesn't like Alex. It
just,
knows it's
no,
taken.
It
yes!
It doesn't like all of us.
No, it doesn't like Alex. We'll get
on with name is Schmer.
Sorry, it doesn't like Schmer.
You know what? No, I was speaking to Gaia, and Gaia assured me that all of you are are problematic, I'm sure, and that it is not just me.
Yeah, I don't buy it. You don't like Shmi.
The doors don't open for me.
You have to wait there until one of us
I
comes
have to
along.
Wait till other people enter the room and then follow
it,
behind.
It shuts really
I
quickly.
I have to do it really quickly, yes.
Sometimes the door like opens us a little bit.
Those are a trap. Those are a trap. I fool me once.
Right.
And it just projects a really cool party on the other side.
Whoop, look what's through here. Not for you.
What does the ship lack that we need?
Oh, moisture?
Oh.
Is the rainforest dying?
Yeah.
Yes. It was under repairs because it was a dry tree.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Gaia Drive needs water.
Yeah. Wait, so you mean our ship is real thirsty?
Hot. By the way, this isn't an in-joke that we're going to explain eventually.
Well,
but
it's an in-joke that will become an out-joke.
This is a time-travelling in-joke. I love it.
Okay.
Listen needs to the episode. Water. Backwards. Please don't do that. Yeah, that's what it will sound like. Okay. There's also a section for answering questions individually about how we interact with the ship.
I think mine's fairly fairly established by everyone.
No, there are two mandatory questions. You don't get to improv that bit.
School.
All of a sudden there's more rules than we thought there might be.
I love it.
Helen.
It's everything I wanted it to be.
Lydia has fallen over.
Lydia looked far too sideways and fell off the chair.
Lydia tried to be accusatory and fell down.
The side eye is too strong.
Okay. I can accuse you from the floor.
Now, the two questions are, how is the vessel home and where do you find sanctuary in it?
I've got a nest. Okay.
Is that in where you find sanctuary?
Yeah.
Okay. And how is it home for you?
There's a nest.
I mean, that makes sense. I'm fine with that as an answer. I think that's very logical.
I've got lots of bright things in it.
Ah, there you
Aww.
Go.
In the nest. Which I stole!
I found sanctuary in the very bottom of the ship because it is, in many ways, like the pits I used to dig. All the way down the bottom. Sometimes things fall out of people's pockets and blonk, blonk, blonk down the stairs they go right to Daddy.
Oh, Daddy Duraldia.
Oh, someone's going to sample that. It'll be right.
It all collects in my pit.
You're
decidedly dry pit. We have established
this. It's been very well water tanked. Ain't going to get no seepage from the ground outside. Well, we're in space. Nah, it's fine.
Are you essentially a trapdoor spider?
It has been said. I do occasionally put dry leaves over the top of my hole and dart out at small moving animals. And what's the other question?
The two questions are, how is the vessel home and how do you find sanctuary in it?
Well, it's home because it's in my pit. We've all And I found sanctuary in my mind palace.
Good.
Wherever I am is my sanctuary.
Okay. Okay, I'll go next. For me, the vessel is home because it is the first thing I have owned in my not life existence.
Version.
And how do you find sanctuary, squeak, etc.?
I hang out near the leaves of the tree. That's as close as I can get to the sky. Okay. Technically, we are in the sky because we're in space, but... You know what I mean.
More sky within the sky. Given it's sky all the way down.
Well, given it's its own atmosphere...
Maybe clouds.
Yeah, perhaps when clouds. When we get water in it, clouds will form. Yeah.
So yes, I'm establishing my base early.
Yeah.
To take advantage
this
of the
moisture.
This is
where clouds might be.
Yes. The sacred moisture.
Hot you.
Dangerous. Dangerous.
Very difficult.
Commander Urinal.
Urinal Manspray. Commander Urinal Manspray.
How is the vessel home to you?
I've forged a home here. One would say something so organic and disorganized would not be a home to me, but I found a place in the centre of the trunk where I've laid out my things, pressed my uniform, created an office. Yes.
Lovely. And where do you find sanctuary in it?
There.
Oh, okay.
But I find sanctuary in it because this is the start of something new. A unit, a group. The start of a new military, a new army.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
Forging their own way
in this crazy mixed-up universe.
Sounds like you need logistics, my friend.
Oh, boy.
I sense a Batman forming.
A dynamic has been established.
How I feel like we're in, like, Walking Dead or something. He will remember that.
I love saying that in real life. So, how is the vessel home for you, Schmur?
Well, it's not really a home, but I have found that if I just put on a suit and hang around on the outside, Gaia can't, you know, mess with me that much. So my home, I suppose, is the quiet of waiting outside with my mag boots on.
So it's important to remember he's an outside schmur.
I mean, not by choice, but, you know, we roll with the punches.
And where do you find sanctuary in it?
Well, I find it as a sanctuary, you know, because I'm a fixer, you know. People like me because what I do is I fix problems.
I apologise for that noise.
And this enormous tree-based system is a problem which I will fix and everyone will love me for it, including, ironically, the tree. But I don't think that the Gaia Drive knows that yet. But Gaia Drive will like me.
Lovely.
Great.
Okay. The next direction is to draw the ship, but because this is primarily an audio format, we'll be skipping that.
I drew a tree and then put a line around it.
How about we just, if the audience wants to draw the ship?
Yeah.
Draw
and then
the ship.
Tweet us.
Send
the
it
pictures.
To us.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Our Lydia's already basically done. Just make sure you put me on the outside clinging on.
Cancel that. No one else draw the ship. We'll post up Lydia's drawing. Chisel. And that is that. That's it. That's canon.
Currently I'm the only one, so the ship is mine, apparently.
Hey guys, draw a ship and send it to me privately at TCT Meredith.
And then blend the streams and have Johnny the Archivist in it, yeah. Chilling out with Trexel.
Oh.
Anyway. Wouldn't it be like The Isolation? Anyway.
I made a tree. Done.
Lovely. Thank
You're
you very
on the
much.
Outside. He's a spider and I got a nest.
Everyone?
So where am I?
Golf clap.
Oh. Inside.
Very, very
with
lovely.
A hat on.
Very good. Yes, a regimental hat.
So, to explain.
Plugged in.
The ship's plugged in.
So you need power.
Okay. The tree is plugged in.
We never ask. Can we ask you an extra question?
Yeah, I wanted to know.
Me?
How you're
yeah.
Powered.
Yeah.
What's your power source?
Yeah.
Ooh, I know. My power source is also moisture.
Ah.
So we have a limited amount of time before I power down.
Oh, no.
And lose all
down.
Of my protocols.
That was a lot of blood.
Yeah, apparently.
Operate on default settings.
Oh,
wait,
dear.
Wait. The blood was
default
replaced.
Blood.
Yeah.
Default murder. Kill. Exsanguinate. Murder. Kill. Exsanguinate.
Low on power. Must find water. Nearest water. Blood in person. Kill person. Suck blood.
Basic. I'm a vampire robot. The coolest being.
Mind blown.
Everything all right over there?
Mind. Mind blown, not mind blown.
Mind blown.
Right, so the way this is actually going to work is essentially it's going to be a series of improvised scenes. Taking turns, each of us is going to set up the scene. We're going to say where the scene is taking place, who's there, and explain what's happening. So, for example, I might say we're down in the pit and the budgie has gone to discuss where the nearest water source is with Pilchards. And then they just sort of discuss it amongst sure. themselves and we laugh. Now.
And we will have.
Listener, please, won't you come along with us on this hilarious journey?
Hot.
Okay, so
you do need to
thank you for that segue.
I'm helping, apparently.
So, are we going to use this rule or not?
Yes.
Like, I think we have to use it now.
Yeah. Okay, so. If at any point a scene between the characters becomes difficult, dangerous, or hot. Anyone has to shout out one of those adjectives. So, for example, if someone is going to try and climb the entire tree, we'll say
hot.
Difficult.
Oh, yes, that one.
Difficult is what we will say, Alexander.
But if someone was going to be climbed like a tree...
It would be hot.
Hot. Right.
And dangerous.
Dangerous might be if you're trying to open the airlock, for example.
Just come inside.
Yeah.
Hot.
I go through it.
And that's how it's going to work. As soon as this...
Sorry, that was the tension coming out.
Wound like a coiled spring. Prang.
As soon as dangerous, difficult, or hot is uttered, the scene ends, because that is a cliffhanger. Mm-hmm. And the next time you come back to a scene with one of the characters involved, we have to decide how that situation was resolved.
Okay.
If the thing is dangerous, then it probably involves someone getting hurt or endangered. If it is difficult, then you had to probably get something that was needed before it could be done successfully. If it's both, then you failed and endangered everyone. So difficult and dangerous would be opening an airlock that was stuck.
On fire.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. That too.
And full of spiders.
All of those, difficult and dangerous. You will not be able to do it, but you know, we'll decide in an interesting way.
What happened? How do we resolve hot scenes? Do we not show that? Is that censored?
You know, what you do is you suddenly cut to a bunch of like 1950s stock footage of people like hosing down streets, fireworks going on,
a train entering a tunnel.
Tim gets
just oil garricks going up and down. You know, I understand. I've watched 1950s filth.
Huh. Right.
Dwell on it. Shaking fist.
There is also an extra section about meeting other alien species, but we're going to skip that for time. So if we do meet other aliens, we're just going to decide what they're like. We're just going to roll with it.
Roll with them rocking.
Okay, and that's...
Rocking this...
No, keep going. It's getting better. It's too choppy.
Okay. Everyone,
that's just a really small elephant on the table.
How are you making? Okay, so just as a reminder, can everyone go around and say their names? I am Worshipper 2X7.
My name is Duraldio Pilchards.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Squiggington.
Schmer.
Commander Urinal Manspray.
Okay.
It does sound like urinal, doesn't it?
Yeah. No, it's urinal!
All right, urinal.
It's a great name.
Does anyone have any ideas for an opening scene, or shall I come up with one?
I think, yeah, you start.
Yeah, I should start.
Well, respect your authority.
Oh.
Wow. Yeah. Not only is it a South Park reference, it's a South Park reference from 20 years ago!
It's topical.
Yeah. It's a deep cut.
Okay, in which case, I would like, urinal, can you try and recruit Pilchards to your army?
Where is this taking place?
Oh, in your pit, I think.
Pilchards, come out of that damn hole.
This is my safe place. If you want to talk to me, you can come on downstairs.
It's a dirty great pit.
It's a lovely pit.
It's a dirty great lovely pit.
It's a lovely dirty pit, and if you want to talk to me, you will descend, sir.
Fine, I will. How do you get down? Is there a rope or something?
Just lift up the leaves and dry grass that I've placed over the lid.
Okay, that's very well camouflaged. I'm glad I didn't step in that.
Yeah.
Right, so I'll just...
Okay. Just sit down. Just take a seat. Have you got anything in your pockets? Nah, actually, I'll find out. Don't tell me. How can I help you, you? What do you want?
Well, Pilchards, I've been thinking. Now that we are out of the clutches of the corrupt law, we should create some sort of force of our own. Strike out into the great dark beyond. You seem to be an individual with a love of machetes. Mm. You certainly have a lot of them.
Yeah.
And I was thinking you might be useful as an infantryman. Have you ever been in the army, Pilchards?
Yeah, an army of sorts. If by army you mean I kill people in a forest.
Well, yes, if an army is doing arboreal manoeuvres, we may need to see action in a forest, so yeah, that would work very well.
I'm going to stop you there, Yuru. Don't you remember me, Yuru?
Nah, no. It's Unal, and no, I can't say it.
No.
No, I've not. No.
No. Now, remember, was that 4 or 5 years ago? Your squadron was doing manoeuvres in the outer belt. Thought you'd come onto a little planet of mine, didn't you? Oh, let's stop the bandit activity, you said.
Oh, yes, those horrible, dirty bandits.
Yeah, that was...
They dug a lot of holes everywhere. I see. I see what's happened here.
Yeah, traditionally 2 and 2 do make 4, don't it?
Yes.
Yeah, so why don't you... Pop up those little stairs into your little trunky office with your military histories.
Okay.
Yeah, and your little books and your little regimental soldiers. I've heard you playing with them. I've heard you playing. Oh, look at you, remembering the past. It's dead. The past is dead, Urinal. The past is dead.
It's Urinal.
And if you don't keep up, if you don't keep out of my way, cakey boy, then you are going to get it.
Okay, well, so that's a no to the army then.
It's a hard pass, urinal cakes.
All right, well, just think about it.
Yeah.
Maybe when we're in some sort of dire straits and you need somebody with the tactical brilliance of Commander Urinal manspray, you'll think of me.
Yeah, I'm more of a lone wolf spider, if I'm honest.
Okay? Well, I'll just climb out of this horrible, dirty pit you live in.
Yeah, yeah, you do that. And
I am doing that. I'm doing that right now.
Thanks for the mint, by the way.
Oi! What? My mint!
And cut.
Nom, nom, nom.
And that is how Pilchard eats.
I should mention as well, if a scene ends and it's not Danger, Difficult or Hot, someone can just say cut.
Yeah, that was
very good. Thank you very much. That was exactly what I wanted.
It's almost like we do an improv podcast together.
Yes! It's almost like I strategically picked.
It's like you might know each other from some past experience, maybe some shared...
A conflict dynamic's all right if you're getting with the person in real life.
Right.
If. Big if.
Now. So obviously this is a turn-based thing. So Tim, now you can choose the characters you want, the location, and what's happening.
Right. In which case, this next scene will take place right at the top of the ship where Worshipper 2X7 is deeply contemplating the world outside the porthole. And I think Mr. Squeakington has fluttered up to converse.
About what?
About... Oh, that's a good question, buddy.
Maybe about moisture.
Yeah. Maybe about her obsession.
Getting the water for the job.
Yeah. The overall mission. What are we going for here?
Yes.
We're out of fuel.
I am aware.
What are you going to do about it?
I am looking out of... Do not interrupt me.
I'm just so angry.
I understand the feeling. I am looking out of the porthole to see if there are any other planets in sight.
Maybe an asteroid? Made of water?
I don't think those exist.
Or most asteroids are made of water. That is what they're made of.
Are they not made of rocks?
No. Comets, rather, I meant. Comets are made of water, yeah. They've got a water trail.
They're ice.
So an asteroid is an asteroid made of ice. And a comet is an asteroid that's made of ice. Them's the breaks.
Well, you should have clarified.
To be fair, I am a budgie. It's a dimensional one, but still has a lot of knowledge to fit in a very tiny head. As I've explained to you before, we got shrunk in the interdimensional transfer and have lost a lot of ideas.
Of course.
No, my memories just end.
That is all right. I have lots of memory.
Oh, good.
So, we are looking for a comet.
Yeah. Should we just look out the window for one? Are there any more technological options?
Maybe there is a scanner somewhere.
Squeak! Sounds like a mission squeak.
Would you like to accompany me down the trunk?
Flaps furiously.
Okay, so we're going down the trunk.
Yeah.
Cut.
I think cut.
I think that's a cut.
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like if it's difficult to literally move around, it might get real old real quick.
Okay. Got Pilchards and Yunol have had a falling out.
Yes.
Worshipper 2X7 and the Budgie are on a mission down the trunk to find... Yeah. To find technological solutions. Lydia, what is the next scene that you would like to see?
I'd like to see Commander Yunol trying to recruit the android.
Always on your own.
You're going to have to give yourself a scene.
Now it's fine. In a lot of ways, this is everything that I expected. In some ways, our fate is what we make for ourselves. And what I've made for myself is a small dent on the left port vent.
Can we make this airlock more soundproof?
Just whispering through the cracks.
Oh, God, you've got cracks in the airlock. That's bad.
Guys, turn on the radio, please. It's so cold.
Is it Shmi Eiffel?
Okay. Where's the location? Do you want to be with me when he approaches
me? Bumping into you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we could bump into as we're going down the
Well, you've got
trunk.
To go down the middle of the trunk in order to get to the bottom.
There's a spiral staircase, I assume, around the trunk. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Not that that matters to me. Flapping violently.
Okay.
I do everything violently.
So it's a scene with the three of us.
Yeah.
Okay. Ah! Worshipper and Mr. Squeakington. Very good to see you both. I have a proposal for you, Worshipper, particularly. But also you, Mr. Squeakington, if you wish to join up. I was thinking, and I've raised this idea with Pilchers down below, and yeah, I think he seems maybe trepidatiously interested. Well, I was thinking that now we have a new lease of freedom away from galactic injustice. See?
Yes, justice, not towards injustice. The moisture.
Yes, very, yes, moisture everywhere. So I was thinking...
Really? Where? Because we're quite short.
Well, exactly. So I was thinking that we need some sort of organisational structure in order to best logistically organise ourselves to finding some water. So I was thinking maybe we have some sort of unit.
And I could be the leader.
I'm the leader.
No.
I was the leader of my cell. Underground Railroad budgies.
Well, I am a commander, obviously. It's in the name, commander.
I am the most logical. I have the least flesh.
Ah, well, actually, you'll find in...
I think you have a lot of flesh.
Yeah. I do. I am a biological organism, as is tradition.
Deficient. Deficient.
Okay. right?
I am the best choice.
Well... Well, we did have a logistics officer who was very rational, very, very good at knowing where to go next. But you need somebody with more of a personable outlook to be sort of at the top of the pile.
I am extremely likable.
Are you?
Everybody loves Worshipper 2X7.
Well then, what a good idea. We'll have to put it to a vote. We should have some sort of crew meeting in our new world order.
Much more urgent than we find fuel or we're all going to die.
Well, exactly, but if we're all pulling in opposite directions, we don't move anywhere at all. So I was thinking that we have a meeting to set up an organisational structure, and we can then pull in the same direction with our own ranks and hats.
I do not recognise hats.
Yeah.
Well, they're small items of clothing that you put on top of your head, like the one that I'm wearing now.
That's I do not recognise their authority.
Well, they're not. The hat isn't actually the authority. It's more of a symbol of authority.
I don't recognise symbols.
Well, symbols tend to go on drum kits. They're large discs of metal.
Cut it, please.
Wow, it's a self-assurance rock meets a confidence hard place in the tremendous way.
Okay. Right, well...
This is difficult.
Well, it depends on what if you're trying to arrange a crew meeting.
If yes. only one of you would accept a very eager helper, you'd have that one little advantage. But no, Boodle.
Yeah, dude, we could
a face drift past.
Pointing at itself. Uh-huh. Why not?
Okay, so we'll cut that there. I guess you'll find out next week if the crew meeting actually happens.
Yes. Ooh, such stakes.
Or if we run out of fuel
and die in space doing nothing.
Before the android goes on a bloodthirsty rage.
And
rage.
Anyone talks to Schmer.
To be fair, in real time stuff, like maybe 8 minutes has happened. So I think we can have
all
a crew meeting.
You don't know how long the ship is?
That's true.
Very long.
2 days from tip to tail.
We're done.
Yes, we are all now done.
Bye!
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. Today's episode was directed by Alexander J. Newell and produced by April Sumner. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. Join our community on the Discord via the website or on Reddit at r/RustyQuill. Thanks for listening.
Species is android, brackets, sentient, close brackets. Oh, gosh. Please edit that bit out so I don't sound like I'm completely tripping over my entire mouth.
You need to do another
say clean
version.
Shape. You can't just
okay. Really?
Edit.
Could you just work around it.
Edit.
My species is and my crime.
Laurie, Laurie just is like, my species is
android.
So, Laurie, what I really like you to do is take what we have here and could you just edit it into something entirely different? Maybe a reading of Tolstoy. I mean...
I don't know how it works.
It may as well be magic to me.
Just cut out the syllables.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hello all, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu from Rusty Quill Gaming and the host and director of Enthusiasm. Today, I'm here to tell you about The Program. The Program audio series is a science fiction anthology podcast set in a world where money, state, and God are fused into a single entity. Every episode is a standalone story featuring ordinary people inhabiting this extraordinary world. And for them, it's not the future that is terrifying, but our present. The Program is sometimes funny, sometimes poignant, but it is always smart. Find out more about The Program at www.rustyquill.com or www.programaudioseries.com or search for The Program Audio Series wherever you listen to your podcasts. Have fun and enjoy the episode.